Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to the ep next episode of Small Creatives.
My name's Kelsey. I am the owner of JLU Design. It is an art print and service pattern design company. And today I'm going to be telling you about my first month on Squarespace. So, just to get started, I want to tell you a little bit about how I started my entire business. I originally, and I still do, have an Etsy shop. And with 2020 being the insane year that it's been, I actually ended up making a lot of money in a very short period of time as soon as quarantine happened, mainly just because everyone's at home and they're online shopping. And I was one of the very lucky ones that it happened that my business bloomed because of this. But with that success, I realized just how much fees Etsy takes out. And because of that, I kind of started looking at other options. So really my two options were between Squarespace and Shopify. Before I get into it, I kind of want to just say why I decided to go from Etsy to a website. I had ended up making a lot in a very short period of time, and because of that, I started to realize just how much Etsy was taking out in fees. Now, when you first start, I definitely do recommend Etsy. I am more of a, I guess, established shop in Etsy, and because of that, and because of a few other reasons I'm going to dive into, I started looking at other places to actually host my shop. I basically had a complete criteria of what I was looking for. So, one, I wanted it to not expire. With Etsy, I believe it's 2 or 3 months. And if it doesn't sell within those 2 or 3 months, it expires. So that 20 cents, which really isn't a lot, it just goes away and you no longer have that. So if you're trying to build up a shop and you're in a niche that's really high, like weddings or in my case, art prints, the more products you have, the more you'll be seen. So I kept kind of feeling like I was in a hamster wheel of just like I would get to a certain number, I would get to 80 items, and then 5 of them would expire. And then I would get to 80 items again, and another few would expire. And I just kept feeling like I was in this rabbit wheel that I couldn't actually get to the 100 and the 200 items like I'd seen other art print shops have that have a lot more success than what I'm kind of driving towards. Another thing that I was noticing is in my stats, you can kind of see the traffic that you're bringing versus the traffic that Etsy is bringing to you. And at one point, I was bringing in about 70 to 80% of my traffic to my shop. And I just felt like when it comes to me being hosted on a separate platform, if I'm bringing in that much traffic to my own shop, that in turn helps Etsy. Because when you are actually on the listing, if you scroll down or you look on the side, you're going to see other shops. They don't promote the other prints that I have, they promote other shops that have similar prints to what I'm selling. So it helps out Etsy the more I bring traffic to them, but it also makes the traffic that I just brought from my own shop go to other people. And it helps out Etsy. So the more I kind of thought about that, I figured if I'm bringing in 70 to 80% of this traffic, I want that to go toward a website. I want it to go to a place that has all of my prints, has all of my products that I sell. Everything will be in that one place, and any recommendations that people get will be also items that I sell because it'll all be just my website. Another thing that I was interested in was the fact that Etsy doesn't really work with launches. I like the idea of being able to drop 15 to 20 prints all at one time and kind of build up the momentum on social media to be able to have a launch. With Etsy, it doesn't really work as seamlessly as I want. Dropping 15 to 20 listings all at one time doesn't really work with their algorithm. They much prefer you stagger them, so 1 or 2 listings every week is more what they look for. They don't really like you just dropping 15 to 20 items or more or less all at one time. It kind of, I guess there's certain items that kind of get ignored. Overall, I was just looking for more control in my own shop. I like to be able to customize things. I mean, I'm in the creative business. I love customizing things. So I want a shop that really reflects what I'm looking for and what I want the brand to look like. And I felt like with a website, I could really do that. Before you open either a Shopify or a Squarespace website, you might want to start thinking about these things. It's a list of things that I kind of thought of beforehand. Now, a little backstory, I had actually opened a Shopify store about, I would say, 2 years ago, right when Jolu had very first kind of become something I was trying to figure out. And I quickly realized that I just did not have the backing or the marketing knowledge to be able to bring traffic to the website that was needed to be able to just afford the monthly fee. So I ended up closing that shop. I kept the URL just because I knew at some point I was going to want a website. It just happened to be not right now. In your stats that you're bringing in 60% or more of the visits and the traffic to your shop, maybe start looking at websites and just pricing them out, kind of seeing what is going to go into making your own website. Now, speaking of the upfront cost, it is definitely not cheap to make a website and to keep up a website with Etsy. It is such a popular platform because of the fact of you, one, do not have to pay to be on that site. The only thing you pay for is the 20 cents to list your listing, and then for every sale you have, you pay for the shipping, and then you pay for to renew that listing, so it's another 20 cents. You might want to budget and figure out just finance-wise if you can afford to open a website right now. With Etsy, it is definitely a very low cost of admission to be able to open an Etsy shop, and it's more just your time that it takes to make the banner and make the items and all of that kind of thing, and eventually be able to make the orders and ship them out. At the end of this video, I'm going to break down exactly how much Squarespace costs. I'm going to break down each one of their categories and then what I've actually spent to open my Squarespace. Now, the thing with a website and just opening a business in general is you're going to have to be legal. It's not fun to talk about legal, but it is definitely important, and it's something I don't hear enough. With Squarespace, they open Stripe, and whenever you get your first sale, it will immediately hold your money that you got from that sale until you put in all of your information for taxes. Now, taxes are scary. I by no means am an expert at all. So this is just my experience. This is the basics of what I know. If you first are starting, definitely do sole proprietor or LLC. Again, definitely talk to a tax expert about this, but sole proprietor means that you would use your social security number or the equivalent depending on where you are in the world. And it basically means that that is how you're going to do your taxes. If it's an LLC, you'll use your tax identification number for your business. But that is one thing with a website. You have to have one of those two things to be able to get the money you are making from the website to go into your bank account. So as far as setup goes, I'm sure you've heard pretty much every YouTuber who is sponsored by Squarespace. It is really easy to make a Squarespace website. Pretty much every website building platform, whether that be Shopify, Squarespace, Wix, they're all relatively pretty easy. You don't need to know how to code or HTML or Acrobat or whatever you use to make a website. You don't need to know any of that to be able to start. I will say, however, when it comes to Squarespace, because it is not like Shopify, where Shopify is really, really focused on businesses and you selling something using their platform, Squarespace kind of just goes with the creative people. So that would mean a photographer or a graphic designer or a blogger. They cater to a lot more, as in Shopify is very much you are selling something to someone. So their platforms are a little bit different and bring in different things. They have a lot of templates, but with their e-commerce templates, your selection gets a little smaller. So I still loved it. I love my website. It was very easy to figure out. But I do want that as a disclaimer. They have thousands of templates, but not thousands of templates for e-commerce selling. So whenever if you do decide to go with Squarespace when you're making your website, make sure you go to the e-commerce templates and not just pick through all of their templates, because they will not all work with selling items. Now, once you have set up your template, make sure you set up your payment methods. Nothing is worse than bringing up all of this traffic to your website and none of them can buy anything. Because most people will not message you and say, hey, I want this thing, but I can't buy it. And you're never going to know that. So make sure you have Stripe set up. Make sure all of your ducks are in a row before you launch this and tell the world about your amazing items. Because I definitely did not do that and didn't realize it and was very, 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 very lucky that I actually got a DM from a person saying, hey, I live here, and it's saying that you either don't ship here or I can't buy anything on the shop. And to tell you, my stomach dropped and I was like, oh my god, how many sales have I lost? Because I can see in my analytics that I'm getting people there, and I was like, oh my god, has this whole time, this whole month, been people visiting and actually cannot buy anything? So please, please, please make sure that you have Stripe set up, you are good, they can do their downloads, they can order items for you to ship to them, they can do everything. Make sure it is all set up, please. Okay, so Squarespace has a bunch of different plans that you can choose, and they all vary in price. So you have the personal one, which I would consider to be more if you want to make a portfolio or a blog that is not quite monetized, but you don't want to put the upfront cost in just yet and just want to kind of start the blog, because you can always upgrade the plan at a different time. So the personal one is $12 annually, which means they are going to take a lump sum once a year, or you can pay $16 monthly. Next, you have the business. Annually would be $18 and monthly would be $26. That's actually the plan that I have. And I might upgrade to their basic e-commerce later, but as of right now, I picked the annually business. Their next one is the basic e-commerce. Annually is $26 and then monthly is $30. And then you have the advanced e-commerce, which is $40 annually and 46 monthly. Now, for me personally, after doing research, I decided to do the business annually. I will say I do know a lot of people shop on their phones, and Squarespace, as far as shopping goes, wasn't exactly like I want. When it comes to shopping, they put one image at a time and you just scroll and you can see one thing. I have a lot of prints and a lot of products. So I wanted to do like most desktop websites. If you would go to Target or Walmart or Hobby Lobby or any of the big box retailers on your phone, you can see two rows of products. So it makes it quicker for you to shop, and it's a personal preference. I prefer shopping like that. So I ended up getting a coder and actually paying for them to kind of change the code around and be able to have two of my items side by side in rows as you shop. So in total, I spent $216 to open my website. That was including a domain. And then I spent another $98.18 for the coder to customize the code so I have the rows of two going down when people shop. Personally, I would recommend Squarespace. I definitely like it more than Shopify. My experience with Shopify was just not that great for me, and it's definitely a personal preference. And I would say to look at both and kind of play with both. Both have free trials that you can try, each one for a month, and see which one you prefer.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you'd like to listen more, I have plenty more coming up, and also we have some already. I would love for you to rate this podcast. It helps get the word out about this. If you have any Etsy forums that you're in, I would love to have you drop the link to this just to be able to help other people. This is why I make this podcast, is to just help people that are just getting into Etsy, just getting into creative business, and you have questions. And if I can answer them, I am more than happy to. And I will see you on the next episode. Bye.